This is the posuk. Peyuk Aleph, posuk Zion. Hagid Ali Sha'ava Nafshi. Please tell me, you who loves me, who I love, meaning, say, Kali Sotva Kodesh Baruch Hu. Echotira, where are you going to make us graze? Echotabits, where are you going to make us settle? At Tzoraim, in the heat of the day, in the heat of persecution, in the heat of Golas. How are we going to survive the Golas? Shalom Eye Koite Al Edwe Chaberecha, or are we just going to wander around like a wandering Jew, like a lost sheep? I will let you know, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what you have to do during the time of Golas is go out in the footsteps of the Tzoyin, meaning look at Maisa of a similar bonim, see how the others behave. And that's the reason why we say the Akedah every day, if you can say it every day. Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah is toiv lagid, toiv lagid, not a chiyuv like the korbanos, but it's a good thing to do. It is ma'oireh the mituk hadin, the koyach of the din is softened because of the koyach of the chesed avram, and also the ma'ala s'vosobos. Following the ways of the roim, meaning of the shepherds, of the others HaKadoshim. And that's the reason why we say parshas Akedah, to ma'oireh the rachamim of Avraham Avinu. That's why we have the Shevon Rosh Hashanah as well, for the same reason. Look at the bottom of the page here. The Alkein Kosov HaMishnah Berurah, B'Shem HaBeis Yosef, the Lo Dai Ba'Amira Ba'Alma. It's not enough just to say the words and chant them. Elo Yisboinein Mashahu Omer. Page Koftes. Think about what you're saying. Ki Omer Parasha Zulke De Lahazkil Schus Oves. The reason why we say this parasha is to ma'oyre schus avos. You say the Akedah, you're ma'oyre the schus of the avos HaKadoshim. B'chol yoyim, v'gam kedei l'hachnia Yitzroi, k'mo sh'mosa Yitzroi. Yitzroi was prepared to sacrifice his life, to give his life up. Ki ikha schus avos ma'ila sh'kenachnu hoichim bidracheyim. Just last week we saw Rabbi said an incredible loshon of Chaim Shmulevitz, which was incredible. Mesiras nefesh, that it will work, not mesiras nefesh, that it will fail. That's a beautiful point of Nachshon ben Aminadab. He was prepared to go in knowing that it would be dry land. That was an incredible chiddush of Chaim, which we mentioned last week. The maila of, not mesiras nefesh, that things will fail, but things will work. That's what he said. U'moysib tenov, u'moysib haseda hazeh b'yom b'shem hazorakosh. Akedus Yitzchok. It's a good thing to do, to say it every single day. To save yourself from any evil obstacles. And the Lord says, we don't do a thing to him. Nothing should happen to you. No mikrim won't. You say the word, al taslo mu'uma. Don't touch him. Don't touch Yitzchak at all, meaning that there'll be complete rachamim. A person who's careful, who's medakdek, a bal nefesh, will be careful. If you say over the Akedah, you cause good for yourself and all the well-being of Klal Yisrael. Very powerful thing. Same with Parshas Hamon as well. People say Parshas Hamon as well. Same reason. I want to finish this paragraph and then show you something else. Then we say, after the brachas, we say, to silence all those prosecutors against us. To enlighten, as open to enlighten, to infuse yourself, to inspire yourself in order to daven. Because we do not rely on our own righteousness. That you will do it for the man to help us. If you say the words, I'm not relying on my own righteousness, I'm relying on the Kodesh Baruch Hu, she'ein tfilosa rak al chesed Hashem yisbor. We rely on the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she'darko le'ischaseid in b'yoyso, bein ru'uim bein shuruim. The chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to rely on, to help us out. Now, boys, I wanted to show you, because this ends the section of brachos, I wanted to show you a maimer of the Alter from Kelm. I don't know if you ever learned the Alter, but the Alter is very, very sharp. Very sharp indeed. He hits you right, straight on, right in front of you. It's a very starker maimer, but I think it's a good way to finish up this section of the Achel of Aveinu, to look at the section about the importance of brachos. Take a look at this page. I think you have tremendous insight on this page. Take a look. I'm doing this as an end to like a siyum to all the parashat brachos that we're looking at, the parashat brachos. You have to concentrate, Rabbi Yisai, because it's the altar is everywhere. It's like something like a risha, perhaps. His words are very, very careful and very pointed indeed. Take a look. Omer Hazal, kol hakoyfer b'toyvoser shel chaveru, anybody who denies the good that a friend has done him, that the soif koyfer b'toyvoser shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the end he'll deny all the good that Hashem has done to him. If you deny the good of a friend, in the end you'll come to deny what Hashem has done for you. Inei imnema liba soif koyfer, in the end he'll become a koyfer, min hastam hakfira b'toyvoser HaKadosh Baruch Hu chomomoy. If that's the case, denying the good of a Kodesh Baruch Hu is much worse than denying the good of a friend. You cannot say, no. If you deny somebody who did you a Toiva, then Bavadai, you'll deny the good of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now look at the Moshul. It begins with the Moshul. How terrible it is, how sinful it is, if a person denies when someone did you a favor. The world is based on chesed. Because of the kindness of the chesed, the world exists. Kibbutz ha-medina, the settling of a country. If a person denies the good that someone has done, it's as if he's closing the door on doing any chesed. It's a churban of the world. A person, someone did you a toiva, you say, no, you didn't do anything, You deny the good that someone gave you. That's a churban in the world. On Shabbos, I spoke about the mitzvah of kibud avoim. Kibud avoim is very complicated. There are many aspects of kibud avoim. There's hakoras hatoiv, there's number 5 of the Big Ten. It's midah keneged midah, how you are with your parents, so your children will be like you. Zarichas yomim. There's different aspects of it. Shema b'ni musar avicha. All different aspects of it. But the main focus, I think, of kibud avoim is hakoras hatoyim. All that a parent does for you: physical help, physical warmth, emotional help, financial help. Everything that a person does. So the real basis of kibud avoim is based on hakoras. All that a parent does for you. Something like a person might say to his parent, everything is done for me, everything which I receive. My parents, I was a guest in the house. So kibud avoim is very much based on recognizing the good that a person's done for them. A person recognizes the good, then the whole situation, the whole civilization holds together. You recognize what parents did for you, you recognize what people do for you as well. The Sefer, if you ever learn the Sefer Avas Chesed or Chofetz Chaim, he goes through kind of every single parsha in the Torah, showing how there's Chesed nearly every single parsha. From Bereshis, HaKadosh looked after Adam, created it, Noach, fed, looked after the animals. Lech Lecha, what's the Chesed in Lech Lecha? What's the Chesed in Lech Lecha? Chesed in Lech Lecha.
Lot.
You meant to say Lot. Bayera, Hachnos HaZoichim, Chayesora is the burial of Hesper, who said for Avon Sedesor. Every parsha, says the Chofetz Chaim, is based on the theme of Chesed. Let's have a look. Go back to the altar. V'hinei, yesh chesed shehu lefi shaitoi, lechem lechol. There are some aspects of Chesed that a person does for you for the moment, which helps you for the moment. Someone gives you a meal. Once a person has eaten, that's the end of the chesed. If you look after some, you feed them. There are some kindnesses which people do. If you give someone materials or machinery that he can make a panos from it. So long as a person has the machine, or you gave him something, he can make a panos from it. That's a chesed which is kayam. So the altar is saying there's a chesed which is for the moment. There's also a chesed which goes on for the future as well. A person who denies the good that someone gave you, he gave you a machine, someone helped you in business, someone helped you set you up, then that's a terrible thing. It's a chelp, it's a busha, terrible. And if someone helps you even more than that, supposing someone shows you how to be a Baal Teshuva. No, kiruv. Kiruv is an incredible chesed. To bring somebody in, what a chesed a person does, to encourage someone to keep Torah mitzvahs, that must be enormous. Someone who's mashviya on you to keep Torah mitzvahs, a Rebbe, is even greater than that. No. It's not just for the moment, it's not for the, it's for the Netzach as well. That's the first, that's the moshul of Baisa. The moshul which the Alter brings, a temporary chesed, giving food to somebody, a greater chesed if you give someone, set him up business, an even greater chesed is if you help him how to keep Torah mitzvahs and show him the way in Torah. Here's the Nimshal of Baisa. The Nimshal is so powerful. And if you consider a little bit all the good that HaKadosh Baruch has done for you, both of these things exist here. Every second and every minute, every hour and every second. You can carry on, you can live, you can exist. It doesn't say that he made the great lights. He makes them. It's every single second. Began Tovas HaNefesh HaNitzri. HaKadosh Baruch gives you Nitzrius as well, Olam Haba, and Trias HaMeisim. What an incredible chesed. B'lachein Tzorich Lihiyois HaChzokos Tovas LaYisbach HaBe Ma'ahit. How can you ever say thank you to Hashem enough? What's the currency for saying thank you to HaKadosh Baruch? Keeping Tovas Mitzvahs. Thank you to HaKadosh Baruch. Keep your Tovas, keep on Mitzvahs. What's the currency for parents? To say thank you. Kibbutz Abayim, I suppose. That's the currency. It's not, you don't pay back with money, you pay with kibbutz. That's how you pay back. So if by a person the HaKadosh HaTov is even greater, okay, imagine how great it is by a Boira Olam to say thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why I put this at the end of this section of Brachos here. He's talking about the Chesed Hashem. I thought of this Maim of the Altar. Now let's move on. B'nei be'emes ika hachzokas tovu hu ba'omek halev. The real thanks, Abayisai, is not in the mouth, but in the heart, that you feel it in the heart. Like a parrot. I thank you. Keep on saying thank you over and over again. Thank you. It doesn't mean anything. Just saying it. What's he doing? Just saying thank you all the time. Is that really
showing through action? It's not just sitting in your heart. He thinks that he thanks all day long, but he feels like he needs to action.
If it's in the heart.
Shira.
Ken.
Kriyas Yamsu. They tend to translate it into action.
If it was in the heart. It's not enough in the mouth. I think he's saying here, just as a pattern. Thank you. I say thank you, Hashem. Thank you. Is that enough? That's what he's saying. It's Omek Halev.
I suppose it's the topic of
the Skavet.
You say it, but it's not.
You say the words, but it's said out. How many times do you rattle off a block? And you say the words. Say about Shakoni Abivoroi. You don't think about it. That's the depth.
Adding the heart to the words.
Otherwise, he's calling it like a parrot. It's like a parrot, just saying the words out. And we say brachas all the time, 100 brachas a day at least. You know, we're saying these brachas, but that's the hachzokas tova. The hachzokas tova has to come by saying the bracha with kavana. You know, think about what you're saying. Baruch atah Hashem. We went through it once. Baruch atah is the active, and Bayre Prihoetz is the passive at the end. He who creates, you who made this apple, and he who changes from you who, what I'm saying the bracha on, and he who at the end. He's much bigger than what I'm just saying. I'm relating it to even more than that. Be careful with your brachas. That's what the Alter is saying here. You just keep on saying the words, but you don't really mean it. You mouth the bracha. No? Mouthing a bracha is not enough. You deny all the good that you've done. Just rattling off a bracha, just saying the words, but you don't really mean it. It's weak. He calls it kofa. It's very shaka loshan here. But it's very weak. It's too weak. Just saying the words and not think about what you're saying. And that's what the sefer is saying here at the end. She'ain't tefilos rak al chesed Hashem yisbor. She'dal kol is chesed. How much the kindness HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. Look what the Alter now says. It's a very difficult to imagine. It's very hard to compare saying thank you to Hashem to saying thank you to a friend. If that's how you're going to compare it, it's very weak. Like I say thank you to a friend, so it's like I say thank you to Hashem. If it's just like that, it's not enough. Not enough. Bene anachnu loim ki ze dova koshem oy letzaya etzleinu. Hayda Hashem yisbar. Kilu moide lachaveru. As if I'm saying thank you. I say thank you to a friend. You lent me some money. Or you helped me out. So it's like, is that what you say by a bracha? Is that the koyach of a bracha? The same level of thanks? That's what we say. It's not enough. Yeah. A powerful line, that. Do I say brachas like I say thank you to a friend? Or do I say a bracha because I mean it from the heart? It's a bit demanding, no? V'lachein tiknu chazal brachas al kol dover. That's the reason why we have a brachas on every single thing. L'hisragel l'hakir toivoso shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That the person should be accustomed. He should get into the system. L'hoidois ki'ilu oimeid l'fonov k'buchol l'vovoi l'hoidois lo'i al toivoso. So if you're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're damn near Shemoni Ezra, and you're standing there and you're thanking him. Hashem Sfos Haitiv Toch V'yakitil Oseva. I'm thanking you. Al kol toivos, all that you've done for me. You brought me here. You gave me life until this time. You know, my family that I have, all that I have, I've succeeded, whatever, I'm well. U'me'ata das l'novain nokel. That means it's a pasuk from Mishlei that. It's very easy for a wise man to understand. It's a maturity. Ki ha'odom shekvah higia l'shanim. If like you and I, we've reached a certain number of years, you're not a child anymore. But oime bochus haidor b'li kabonos oime kalei. And you say rattle bochas out without thinking what you're saying. Very sharp here, Rabbis. Mamash ka'odam ha'oime b'fnei chaveira. It's like you're standing in front of a friend, and you're thanking him and bowing down to him. Aroib ha'toiba sha'osa loib b'chol rega b'rega. Arezeh mash omu koifah b'toiba so. Oibay. Koifah b'toiba so shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not enough. Just to rattle out the bochas. Shahako niyeh b'dvorah. No. Or something. Just rattle it off. Without thinking what you're saying, it's like thanking a friend. It's not enough. But ikka kabona salev, and the ikka is kabona salev. Acha kabona salev hein hein hadvoim. What you're thinking at the time when you're saying it. Uma legavo koifa chasushon b'beiruch. It's as if you're denying a Kodesh Baruch. You're koifa, if you're koifa in a friend, you're koifa in a Kodesh Baruch. That's enormous exaggeration here. It's like you're denying a Kodesh Baruch. Just like you thank a friend, you thank a Kodesh Baruch. It's not enough. Lamaisa, I both said, myself, I found the best way of getting Kavan is thinking about when you say Shem Hashem. If you stop and you say Shem Hashem, Adon HaKol, that will give you a tremendous sense of responsibility. If you say Shem Hashem, the whole bracha turns around. Yud Kei Vav, you say Adon HaKol. If you concentrate on that one word, it will make tremendous difference on you. The one word. One word alone.
It's hard.
But if you just think about doing HaKol, just saying the word properly, Shem Hashem, already that puts you in a very strong focus. It's not a rattle, it's not a chant, it's not a ritual. What about a person who denies the good? You say the brachas, but you don't really mean it. Just saying a bracha doesn't have any koyach to it. Hu lemaze doim. What's it compared to? Lena haloimed aleph beis gimel. A young child who learns aleph beis gimel. Bitchila ein ze bizoyan. It's not a problem. A child is 2 or 3 years old. It's not a bizoyan. The child's aleph beis gimel. What's the problem with that? Ki kein soich liyos limut ha'odah mitchila. As a child, you learn aleph beis. Comets aleph o. Comets beis bo. You learn. That's how you learn. Comets dal gimel go. That's how you learn it. It's not a busha. Ki kein soich liyos limut ha'odah mitchila. That's how you begin. No. Asher ein kein kesheba avra shana v'adayin loymed. A year has passed and it's still saying comets aleph o. Comets beis bo. Ze ois kihu gam heska. He's a very clever child. He's a bright child. Oh, but look at these next words. Besonoi la'aviv ma'ayin. Oh, that's a very sharp way to say that. That hurts a lot. His father hates him, though. You're still saying comments based but at the age of 5. What happened to you? Sonoi la'aviv. Is it sonoi la'aviv ma'ayin? If we say it like that, just battle the words out. I find those 3 words very hard. I mentioned to my wife on Shabbos, she found those words very hard. Besonoi la'aviv ma'ayin. Very hateful. A father hates a child who doesn't really appreciate what he did for him. person is still in kindergarten when he's really 60, 70 years old, he's still saying bottles like that. Similarly with a person, you don't recognize Hashem straight away. You don't. It's not a crime that you don't know Hashem. That's what happens at the beginning. You don't see Hashem. You work very hard to find Hashem. It takes a lot of time to work to find Hashem. After 2 or 3 years, is still saying Aleph Beis. No? Very hard, isn't it? You still don't know how to say thank you to Hashem. It's a disgusting and awful thing. It's awful. I'm still saying problems like that. I didn't give you the rest of it. Zikne Am Haaretz get worse and worse as they get older and older. And old Am Haaretz, the older he is, gets, the worse he gets. That's what the Torah is. Let me just show you what he means here about how hard it is to find a Kodesh Baruch. In Perek Gimel, it's stark and Musa today, my boy said. It's very stark and Musa, I tell you. I agree, it's not so easy to. He's putting the point quite clearly. What does it mean that a person works to find Hashem? On my bed at night, says a yid, I search for the one who I love. But you don't find Hashem straight away. A teenager doesn't find Hashem. What age? 16, 17. Who is Hashem? I will get up and walk around the city. In the markets. I will search for the one I love. Because if you don't find Hashem straight away, it takes a long time before you find them. At what age do you find Hashem? I don't know. What age?
Depends on the person.
The child talks about Hashem. Does he understand what Hashem is? What age do you really discover Hashem? What age? How old are you when you discover that really Hashem is there?
21.
What time?
21.
21.
Yeah, you'll say in your 20s or 30s.
In your 20s, no?
Yeah. That's my class for me.
And before that? It's custom, is it just custom?
I hadn't come to Eretz Yisrael and stand at the Kotel at midnight to feel the. I haven't done that yet.
It takes time.
I mean, the child on the level
understands Hashem. Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is everywhere.
That's it.
It's a wonderful chinuch.
My 4-year-old daughter, she was snacking on white cabbage. And she thought, yeah, red cabbage. I said, what have you got? And she said, Hashem, I like that color. So it's like, what is it? Yeah.
When do you come to the point of actually recognizing Hashem? You don't find Hashem. Shalom Amada says, you don't find Hashem straight away. You don't find it. It takes a lot of work. No, but I mean, really to understand, to penetrate, it penetrates the thought that he's really there. No, but you know that he's there, they say, on a real conscious level. Not just you're practicing, you're dabbling. I mean, like, why are you dabbling? You know, as a teenager, you dabble. The conscious recognition that Hashem is there and he's monitoring everything I'm doing and watching me all the time. You know what I mean? The serious understanding, the genuine understanding, the comprehension. That's what I must. He says it takes because for a moment, you don't find it.
Keeper or Shoshana, you probably feel it more than
yes. But so only Hashem, the guards found me. Hasodim ba'ir, Eshav anashri yisem. Did you see the one who? Who are the guards here? Who are the guards here? Who are the Shoimim? Hasodim ba'ir. The heroes people have in their life. I don't know, movie stars, sports stars, no, film stars. Shoimim. You search. People go to India. Some people go to Thailand. You know, they go wandering around to find Hashem. I almost walked past Hashem until I find the one who I loved. I will hold on. I will not let go. Until I internalize it. I internalize it into my parents, meaning I come back to my source. I find my roots. And that's what he's saying here. Once you find, it takes time. It doesn't happen straight away. So what the Alter is saying here is that recognition is very, very powerful. Very powerful when you recognize, and that's the Koach of the Chesed Hashem. Let's just look it over again. Can we look it over again? The second paragraph. The third. I'd like to read it through again. The second paragraph and the third one. We've spoken about how bad it is to deny the good of a friend. The world is based on chesed. Everything. The world depends completely on the chesed which people do. Kibbutz ha-medina is civilization. If a person denies the good, it's like you're closing the door on chesed. You deny the good that someone gives you, so you deny the existence of chesed. Everyone depends on chesed. That's a major point of destruction in the world. If you deny the good that is done, especially by parents, deny the good that a parent has done for us is a great thing. On Friday night, I spoke in the shul in Mazus Mordechai. So, you know, Mr. Frankel, Motti Frankel's father. He was a child psychologist or something. He worked in the schools. He told me he worked in Yeshiva Katanas. He said that more than 50% of children have no recognition of the importance of their parents. He said, no recognition of their parents. They told their parents like their first names in Yeshiva Katanas. He said, people don't recognize the respect needed for elderly people. People are older. Of course, that's why you have to parents. What a parent does, what a father does. Even after a parent dies, a person has tremendous source. The Pele Yoetz, if you look in the Pele Yoetz, he brings down, a person should not think that just on your side alone is the time to remember a parent. Every single mitzvah you do, every piece of Torah that you learn, every maisa, every bracha that you say at the beginning of the day, I'm mezakeh my parent who's died, it's a tremendous source for them in Olam HaEmes. Some chesed is done for the moment. Lechem lecha, you give somebody to eat. Once you've eaten, so the chesed has ended. That's a temporary chesed. Yesh chesed kayam, there's a much longer chesed. If you help somebody out in business, the kolzman shakli kayam, chayma chesed. The chesed stays because you helped him out in business. Terrible. You deny the good when someone helped you out in business. Even more everlasting. Like a beaver, someone who's makariv you. How long do you keep? Someone who shows somebody a derech ha-toyah. It's a tremendous Torah. Somebody showed you how to keep Shabbos, somebody showed you how to learn Torah. A Rebbe, how recognition of a Rebbe. That's the moshel, the nimshel. When we concentrate a minute on all that Hashem has done for us, both of them exist here. Kol shah over shah, every temporary chesed, every drink that you have, every piece of bread that you eat, every step that you take. Kol rega v'rega hu noisen chayim, he gives chayim. Ubiyus ki oise oirim gedoilim, lo nem. It doesn't say he made it, aber oise, he continually. Hoive, it's at the present. Kol rega v'rega oise chesed l'chayim. Begam toibas ha-nefesh ha-nitzri. And then on top of that, you have nitzris, which a person has. Hashem gives you that as well. That's what you say on Shabbos, no? Ein ker kocha ha l'shem b'olam hazeh, ve'ein zulasra l'olam haba, what's the lashon? Evin zbirutcha.
L'nosu Mashiach.
Ve'ein doyim alachal tzchazeh. What is going to give you? I'm going to give a lashon here, no? What are we saying here? You'll meet him not only in olam hazeh, ein ker kocha ha l'shem b'olam hazeh, you'll meet him in Eves Gilt L'Moisa Mashiach and Trias Amazim. Look at all that. The stages of life. Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba, L'Moisa Mashiach and Trias Amazim. Ad Heina, Ad Heina. What a Kodesh Baruch is giving to you. How much you owe him. How much we have to daven with Kavana. That's the Lashon here. It has to be in the heart. Like a parrot. Adank. If you can't say thank you. It's not enough. In the end, you'll deny all that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave you. It's very hard to use an imagination when you're thanking Hashem. It's like thanking a friend. Thank you. And every single thing you have a bracha. Yisragel ha'kil toivosu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'haydais ki'ilu oimeid l'fano b'chol levavai. L'haydais la'al toivosu. Maybe that's the reason why we called Yehudi, no? Yehudi is the word haydah.
Right.
Yehudi means no one else says thank you like we do. No one else says thank you. We say haydah. Yehudi is haydah. It's very easy for a wise person to understand. Once you're already an older person, you're mature. You say brachas without any kavana. It's like a person saying to a friend and thanking him. It's just in the mouth, nothing more. It's not enough. All you keep is just saying things, but you don't mean it. Keep on saying it. Still learning Aleph Beis Gimel. A young child, he learns Aleph Beis Gimel. What's wrong with that? Oh, but when he gets a bit older and he has seichel and understanding, he's sonui la'aviv ma'oid. You don't know Hashem, first of all. You graduate. You have to work to find Hashem. When you do find Him, it's terrible. Yaakov Kamenetz gave a wonderful moshul. When a child is 3 years old, so the parents buy him a dinky pair of tzitzis, a little pair of tzitzis, puts the tzitzis on. When he gets to the age of 6 or 7, you buy him another pair. When he gets to bar mitzvah, you get another pair. When he gets a teenager, when he goes under the chuppah, he gets a bigger pair. So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetz, can you imagine the busha, a chosen goes under the chuppah, still wearing the dinky pair of tzitzis as a 3 year old?
No.
Still wearing the same pair of tzitzis. Such a busha. Still saying as a little bit dinky pair of tzitzis. It's like, I often think it's the same thing with Yosef. People, who is Yosef? Yosef had a coat of many colors. Yosef was a gibbah in tears. Avraham Avinu had a house with 4 doors. Avraham Avinu was the Amud of Chesed. You have to mature. If you don't mature with your brachas, mature with these personalities, it's the little child. You have to grow up. You have to move along with your emunah, with your shkofa, with your understanding of it, especially move along with brachas. Okay, we'll leave it here, Rabbi Yisai. Shlach enough today.